We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break again. Steve Adams on percussion, Jet LaPalme on bass, Emilio Tosato on guitar, Dan Sealing on guitar, and I am Drew Schultz. Thank you, guys. We'll be right back.
All right, Drew. Oh, in fact, it was really a kind of an expanded show from what we did right here on Motor with Ronnie McNair, isn't it?
Exactly.
But now, in fact, you've brought in your brand new CD. Where can people pick that up again?
Yeah, it's called Back to Class, and people can get it at Amazon and iTunes and CD Baby, all the regular spots, you know. The band that I was talking about at the end, the Funk Machine, they're back in everything. And having just moved back to Brooklyn to NYU to school, I'm really excited to be back playing with these guys.
All right. Well, in fact, why don't we do something recorded live in Brooklyn that you've got?
yeah, this is a world premiere of this one. This is the single off the Back to Class record in the studio, the Four Tops sing it. And on the live cut, you're going to hear Chris Ames, who's the lead singer of the Funk Machine. Chris is a young singer from Rochester, Michigan, who moved out to New York. He's singing two tracks on the record, but this is our live take of Crying a Whisper with the Funk Machine.
All right. We'll finish out this Motor Live Drive. Drew Schultz and the Funk Machine.
Day one, it's like playing an endless game of catch up on the courses that we run. Now I've had this hope for so long now, since I held you in my arms that day. Each step closer that I take to you seems a little closer to harm's way. You got me crying in a whisper, yelling out loud, talking to myself in the middle of a crowd. Running around in circles, cause I don't know where to stand. I'm pacing like a little boy who wants to be your man. Seems like everybody wants you. You know you're easy to fall for fast.
This has been Drew Schultz and his Funk Machine right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 and a very rare pre-recorded Motor Live Drive. This has been a pre-recorded program. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater. The following is a pre-recorded program on WHFR Dearborn.
We are good to go. I got the thumbs up. Mr. Waite is back in the room, and we have Serena Verlin. I see her violin on her chin. We are... Hello. Oh, okay.
Hello. How
are
you doing?
Good.
Am I here?
Billy, hey.
How you doing, Margaret?
Okay, we're doing great. I want to thank Alan for coming in early today to help us with the sound. And Mr. Waite, how are we doing?
Oh, we have Serena Verlin and Billy Brandt here in the studio. In fact, why don't we just get right to some music? These guys have been practicing. They're raring to go. What are you going to start out with today?
A song off our new album. The album's called Going Home, and the track is called Longest Winter.
It was a long, cold night. Been so long since we've seen the light. Long, cold season.
waiting for summertime. Brother, he went crazy, he can never find his head. Father always drank too much, by springtime he was dead. Mother went out walking, and she never came back home. Everybody's thinking, what's it like to be alone, to be alone? Was the longest winter in the hottest year. Everybody hung together in the darkness and the fears. Was the longest winter in the hottest year. Everybody said. Takes her pills when it all becomes too much. Night gets so lonely, she just wanted to be touched. And Chrissy drinks Jack Daniels all the time. And everybody wants everything to be just fine. It'll all be fine. Was the longest winter in the hottest year. Everybody hung together in the darkness and the fears. Was the longest winter in the hottest year. Everybody said. Time like this, everything's changing and you can't resist. Hard to keep your head up, it's easy to fall. Change of direction, backs to the wall. Thrill in your heart when the cold wind blows. Everybody knows, everybody knows. Everybody knows. Was the longest winter in the hottest year. Everybody hung together in the darkness and the fears. Was the longest winter in the hottest year. Everybody said. Things are going by much too fast. You can't really see it till the moment's past. You want to know the truth, but it's never clear. Can anybody tell me what's going on? Telling me that's the way it goes. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
guys just slip right into it, and, you know, it's like you haven't been away from each other at all. You sound wonderful together.
Must be the Vulcan mind meld. We do that sometimes.
We have played some shows. When Sarana and Alistair got here from the UK, we went right up north and played 7 shows in a row, and that was our rehearsal. So a few of them were in a bed and breakfast at the UP, so we played like 2 or 3 hours a night. So we got a chance to
sing for our supper.
Exactly, and re-sync our musical thing.
What a treat that would have been. And what a treat it is to have you today. I want to thank Billy for contacting me on Facebook and mentioning that you were in town and wondered if there'd be a chance of getting in. And it all just happened. I'm so happy to have you here today.
Well, it's really, really good to be here. It's nice to see you guys again. It's been a long winter and summer.
Because you've moved. You married your roadie.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I did marry my roadie.
He is a doctor on the side, but that's okay. That's a side gig. No, I think he's looking for a new job.
But Alistair, you met him, did you? Well, that's none of our business, but I know he's from England, and you have moved there. Relocated there.
He is from England, and I decided to join him there across the pond. It's I love it over there. It's really nice. And I met him online. So, and the more that I tell people, everybody's got a story about meeting their significant other online. So it's prevalent out there.
It's the new...
If you're looking for love.
Social media and love have joined forces.
It is amazing what is online. Like our radio station is being broadcast around the world right now.
So. We like that because we have played several places in Europe. We just got back from a short tour of Holland, 5 cities, and that was fun. And we had a very, very nice response. And because of the miracles of the internet, we played a town called Den Helder, which was at the end of some dike in the North Sea. It goes out into the North Sea about 40 miles. You're just driving over water. I don't even know how they do that.
It's practically the end of the world.
It is the end of the world. Well, we get there, and this bar, which had mostly like ship workers, and they weren't your typical Dutch. They were tough. They knew every one of our songs. They were singing along. They would not let us stop playing for like 3 hours, suggesting songs from our Live from Billy's Basement series that we haven't even played in 3 years. And it was really fun.
Well, that's the nice thing about the radio shows going out on the internet is you don't have to be locked into one city. So I'm over there, and I can listen to shows here online, and, you know, vice versa. I can listen to shows here while I'm here. I can listen to shows in Stroud because it's all online.
Speaking of Stroud, aren't you now a DJ in Stroud?
They're called presenters over there, and yes, I am a presenter.
And they're public radio. That's really cool. We have a new record.
Yes, you do.
A CD.
A CD. Album.
Recording.
Document.
Data.
Art.
There you go.
It's called.
Music.
And the reason we didn't call you, Margaret, because we didn't. It was such a busy summer. I was over there in May. When I got back, some things had happened in my personal life, and I had to move. And the record wasn't quite done yet, at least the American version of it. And we just got it in our hot little hands the day Alistair and Sarana got here.
Whoa.
So we didn't have time for that send you out a copy. We just didn't have time for the pre-promotion stuff, so... Did it on the fly when we got back from the UP.
Well, it's great to have you. The record's called Going Home, and we're glad to have you home.
Wherever home is.
Home is where the heart is.
There's a beautiful song that Sarana wrote. Actually, if you don't mind me saying this, she wrote it several years ago, but it never made a record. It's on this record, and it's called Reality Betrays Us All.
Thank you. love to sing and dance upon her call. But reality betrays us all. Reality betrays us all. When it's true, said the dreamer, I don't care for what is real. Though my fantasy is bought with some dismay, they keep away my destroyer and repair my broken shield. If you can tell black from white, then what is gray? All your logic and emotions make you fall, and reality betrays us all. Reality betrays us all.
Interesting. Wow, what a treat. We've got Billy Brent and Saranda Verlinen here at WHFR on Global Village today. A very special show today, live in the studio. And you guys have a couple of shows coming up this weekend. You're going to be busy.
Yes,
yeah,
we do.
Yeah, we have Arts, Beats, and Eats tomorrow morning on the international stage.
Correct.
At
11:15 through 12:45. It's a long, unusually long Arts, Beats, and Eats set.
Yeah.
I guess they had to fill in some slots. They didn't know any international acts. Don't get me started.
Well, we're international now because we're here,
exactly,
and we're there,
we're otherwise we weren't going to get our slot.
Thank goodness
they were caught without any international accent. Well, we'll use Billy and Serrano. Serrano's in England. We won't give them a, we want to give a top 40 band all the good slots. So, we can't fill the international slot. So they gave us one. Thank you.
I think we should wear, like, you know, world clothing.
Oh, yeah. I'll get myself, I'll find something. A yarmulke. I'll get a yarmulke.
Like those red, yellow, and green striped shorts.
Well, you'll have to go down and see them at Art Feet Cities to find out what they're really going to wear. So, and what
I think
really
I'm going to dress like Danny Dalrod.
There's a treat.
That will truly be international.
Or unique.
But
we did an open mic at Union Street the other day. By the way, great open mic, Audra Kubat's open mic at Union Street on Tuesdays. Folks, go to it. Anyway, Danny Dalrod comes up and he plays John Henry like a real blues man. I was shocked. He was great.
Yes.
I just didn't know he did that. And he was in clothes.
Well,
I didn't even recognize him because it's like, I know that face. Who is that guy? Oh yeah, last time I saw him he was wearing a G-string playing a guitar.
Anyway, he was great.
Yeah, okay.
He's multi-talented.
Yeah.
As you guys.
He came in on Live Drive as a solo and performed for an hour, and he was a foot-stomping fun show.
He's really good. I was surprised.
I didn't know he had that side to him, but he's a damn good bluesman.
He is.
Okay, I think we got the lines changed out, so the clicking should be gone. And
Yeah, playing Arts, Beats, and Eats. You've got a few other shows, don't you?
We have Thumbfest, which is up in Lexington. That's Saturday. We're on the Virginia McNabb stage at 6:30. Is that
correct?
Right?
Thumbfest, if you're a folk-type person, is a really good folk festival. It's a one-day thing, 10 to 10, in Lexington outside of Port Huron.
Lots of stages all throughout the town. It's just, you can just walk and hear music solid. Lots of good talent,
and you have a much better time slot there for that show. You're going to be on at 6:30.
Yes, that is a better time slot. Thank you.
You're
not hearing me burn them. Obviously, I can't hold my tongue, but
although we have worked festivals where we have been the people setting up the booths, and to have music like we're hearing today right now while we're setting it up would make things a lot easier.
That's what we are, Billy. We're music to set up your booth by.
No.
Oh, no. That's a new advertisement we can use on our flyers.
Exactly.
You'll ease everybody in.
We'll make everyone calm the first morning of Arts, Beats, and Eats, which is quite an undertaking to put it together. We played in Royal Oak last night at the Oak City Grill, and that town is locked down with lots of Arts, Beats, and Eats and booths and stages, so it's quite an ordeal.
We almost didn't get out. It's like, how do we get out of here? Where's your pass? No, we
want
to get out.
We want out.
are you staff? No.
Yeah.
What does it matter? I want to get
out.
Just
where is the exit?
That was hilarious.
We're also playing, and this is, I like doing these a real lot, especially with this duo, because it's just perfect music for it. Birmingham Farmers Market on Sunday morning from 10 till 3.
Early in the morning.
Right. It's a good farmers market with lots of good food there. Great farmers from Romeo, and all those peaches are still coming in. And those are pleasant to play. They really are.
And they have, I have seen some of the hugest melons there. I know someone's going to laugh at that, but I have seen just the most gorgeous pieces of fruit, because in England they are not so big and they aren't so tasty because they don't grow them there. In the States, they grow them in the States. They come from California, and they're just, or I don't know, peaches come from Michigan. They're huge, but the peaches, the melons, just everything, I'm going, oh, I wish I could take some of that back with me. And seedless watermelon. Oh, now there's an invention. Oh,
it's quite a bounty.
I'm going to be loading up my bag with veggies in between playing music. So, and it's a very laid back. So,
are you bringing these veggies home on the plane?
No, I'm going to make making food on for Monday.
Oh,
I'm going to make me a nice big salad.
Sounds
and maybe
good.
Maybe some more peach cobbler.
Oh, I made that. I made that Tuesday.
Can I put in request for one more copper for Wednesday?
Well, sure.
Okay, but, enough on food.
And it's laid back. So if you feel like doing some shopping, or even if you don't, come down because we'll have lots of time to hang out and talk with you.
All right.
And we'll even take requests.
Well, I've got a request for some more music right now.
Here's the opening track on our new CD, and the song is called... let me talk about the CD for one real quick second. You know that we've done this TV show in the past. It's a YouTube TV show called Live from Billy's Basement, which was also the title of our last record, the audio tracks from that. This time we took Live from Billy's Basement a step further, and after we recorded the live tracks, we decided to embellish a bit, and we had some overdubs put on the live tracks. And then at the same time, Serrano was moving to England, so somehow these tracks ended up at the studio she works out of in Sibley?
Bisley.
Bisley.
Close.
Bisley.
Somehow, right. That's like mysteriously, they just ended up there. We don't know how.
They were sent via the internet, of course. We all live in the internet. Isn't? Anyway, so... the tracks got completed with the overdubs, and Saran added some violin to some tracks that I did after she moved. And while I was there, we recorded a few more bed tracks, and the English version of the Billy and Saran, or the Saran and Billy band over there, completed those tracks. So it's a real international effort, this recording. Recording's done in Ferndale with Ferndale musicians and Lansing musicians and musicians from Western England.
And Robert Holmes, who,
Robert
if anybody
Holmes.
Remembers the 80s band Till Tuesday,
he's our guitarist.
He was
over
in
there.
That band.
Really good.
And that came out on Drum Dancer?
Yes.
Publications? All right.
And
you
what
can
better?
Get it at www.
Oh, wait. Drum Dancer.
Ooh, far out. You have been on radio. You must be a presenter. That was pretty clever.
And that CD is called Going Home, and you're playing some today for us here live in the studio. Do you have another one for us?
Yes, we do. This is called You Don't Know. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Very nice.
Thank you. That was fun, Billy.
Yep. Yeah. It's always fun doing that too.
Well, you can see them live tomorrow at Arts Beats and Eats on the international stage at 11:15 to 12:45, and you can go all the way up to Lexington on Saturday and see them at Thumbfest. They'll be out at 6:30, and Sunday, you'll also be at the Birmingham Farmers Market
with all the other fruits and vegetables.
That's right.
And the really big melons.
Oh, boy, you two are two of a kind.
Yeah.
Now, we've talked a lot about the Internet, but how do people get in touch with you and get a hold of the CD?
Well, CD is available, aside from drumdancerrecords.com, it's available from CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, just about anywhere, I think. It's going to be hard to avoid it.
Great.
As far as the physical copies, because we just got them, CD Baby doesn't have their physical copies yet, do they?
Well, I mailed them this week, so they might have them by the time.
But Drum Dancer Records has got a lot. So drumdancerrecords.com, just...
They will never run out.
Yeah, they've got their thing together.
They are a really good record company.
That's right.
What's the name of
they deserve
company?
A drum roll.
Drum Dancer Records.
That's very entertaining. So.
All right. In fact, can we get another song?
I hope we can get a couple.
Sure. If we have one, we should do either Carry Me or Ain't Got Time. Something you sing if we're doing one more.
Well, I'm done.
Well,
with
we're not limited to one.
You got a couple?
Yeah, sure. You get it. You can do a couple.
Okay. Then you call it, Billy. Are we going to...
I kind of like doing this because I had fun playing the mandolin on it. This is the title track from Serrana's 2010 Detroit Music Award.
No, 2011.
2011, Serrana won the Detroit Music Award for Bats and Butterflies. And this is the title track. It's a really good song. Yeah, I need a minute here. Talk to me.
A minute. You know, do you know what a minute is like in radio minutes? It's like forever.
You just keep talking, and there's no dead
space.
You
have about 20 seconds to do your song called I Am Tuning the Mandolin by Billy... I don't know what your middle initial is. Billy Brandt.
My name is Scott, William Scott Brandt. Did you know that?
B.S. Brandt.
Oh! I'll get you back on that.
Well, speaking of names, I've always called you Serrana, but Billy kind of calls you Serrana.
Yeah, he does. It's Serrana, but I've had people call me Serrana, and I've had people in England call me Sarah, because apparently they have no idea how to pronounce the last N-A on my name. That's really difficult.
Being a presenter on a public radio over there, does anybody ask you about your accent or lack of it?
There's another presenter on the Stroud FM who's from Georgia. So she does a show. She actually lives like one street over from me. So it doesn't really stick out as much in England because you have accents from all over. You have Scottish, Irish, Wales, and even accents from different parts of the country in England. So if you're born in England, you can pretty much tell where someone was born and where they went to school by their accent. So it would be like if all the accents in the United States were concentrated, like, into Michigan. So one more accent doesn't really stick out that much. Occasionally, oh, are you American? Why, yes, I am.
That's fascinating.
Okay. How was that, Billy? That was 60 seconds.
That was awesome, Sean. Thank you, Mitch.
In fact, I think I gave you an extra couple seconds there.
Okay.
Ready?
But I saw a tiny bed
Hey.
Nice. Really?
I can see why you like playing that one.
Battle of Evermore licks. We like Battle of Evermore.
Mm-hmm. All right. Everything sounds great. You can check out Billy Brandt and Saranna Berlin all this weekend, every day if you get around.
Sorry, I missed that, Mr. White.
Yes, you can,
every day you can hear us. You can hear us,
Friday,
today, right here.
Yeah.
Tomorrow in Royal Oak.
Arts, Beats, and Eats.
Saturday in Lexington, up in the Thumb at Thumbfest. Sunday in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Farmer's Market.
Sounds good.
And Monday you rest.
There ain't no Sunday like a Monday.
Monday we'll be playing loud enough in the living room that maybe you'll hear it around the town.
And I hate to ask, but how much longer are you going to be in the area before you're heading back?
Wednesday's my last day here.
But
I'll be back next year.
Thank you so much for coming in today. What an honor.
Okay.
Have made the time.
It's really nice. It's just like old times coming back here. It's good to see you guys again. And you miss friends when you go away. As much as I love living there and love the little quirkiness of the arty town of Stroud, and I love that there's only one lane roads with both directions of traffic, I miss here.
Okay. Well, we miss you too. Could we have one more before you go?
You call it, Billy.
I want to do Ain't Got Time to Cry.
Let's do it.
Here's a song that I actually wrote a long time ago, and since it's, I think it's, yesterday was the anniversary of Stevie Ray Vaughan's death or something.
Yeah.
I wrote this song about 2 days after he did die. I don't know, sort of inspired by that event. It's kind of frustrating because I had just seen him play at Pine Knob, and he was looking very healthy and doing really well now that he was sober, and it's funny because he played great. Played at Wisconsin in that amphitheater over there, I forgot what it's called, and then took the wrong choice of helicopter rides that night. He took someone else's place, jumped on a helicopter, and the helicopter crashed. And I just figured there's some kind of alchemy in being that good of a blues man. It's like dangerous to your physical life. You sing so much that you're like putting yourself, you almost transcend yourself into the next, to your grave. Which is the other side for me. Anyway, this song is called Ain't Got Time to Cry. I'm not sure how much it has to do with Stevie Ray Vaughan, but there's a
lyric. That was a good story.
But there's a verse in here that makes me think of him. One, two, three. Better keep your head together. Like a bird, she might fly. You can run, but you can't hide. Lord knows you ain't got time. You ain't a cry. Been all around the world, seen so many things, and you had your chance on love, but your music was the only thing. You can't run, but you can't hide. Lord knows you ain't got time. Yeah, to cry.
that train you're leaving. You've been leaving in your mind. On that midnight train you're leaving, got the full moon in your eye. Didn't I see you at the crossroads? Had a fiddle in your hand. So Rama and Jimmy, they were jamming.
So Rana Berlin and Billy Brandt in the studio live. Thank you guys so much for coming today.
Thank you so much for having us. And we had a great time.
I hope everybody can get out tomorrow at 11:45. You're going to be at the Arts Beats and Eats. Literally, probably.
Stage.
You'll be practically.
Start at 11:15. Actually, I'm already getting confused, but.
Well, they open at 11, so come on at 11, and then you can participate in the frenzy that is us setting up.
Exactly, and then get some eats. Or help somebody set up their booth.
There you go. Yeah, that's very helpful. So, well, thank you so much for coming and sharing that little time you have while here in the country with us.
In fact, why don't we go out on something from your brand new record, Going Home?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
How about Hogback Road?
I love that track.
Well,
and that's got a more rock, or well, at least it's got a drum and electric guitars on it and a bass.
We actually do play that way when the venue supports it. So we play acoustically, and we play as a trio, we play as a four-piece acoustic, and we play as a full-blown rock band.
We do it all.
We do it all, and this record has it all.
And there's a lot of cuts on this. This is quite a product you have put out on Drum Dancer Publications.
We're writing fools. I got to tell you, we already have several songs in the can for a new one, too.
All right.
Yeah, we actually, last time you were there, we recorded two songs for our next CD. And I know it's going on your solo CD.
That's correct. Some of that stuff, it's not that I've been writing, but I've been recording them with my own version of who I am now, which is, I call, lately I've been calling it the Sugaries. It used to be the Basement Band. Wrap it up, he says. We got to go. Love you, people.
Love you. Thank you so much.
Okay, let's go out with Hogback Road.
Getting old. I'm really getting old. Going home, I'm going home. If I can find a way, I give everything I own. When the fire goes out, will you trust in me? Will you have your doubts? When the fire goes out, going home, going home. If I can find a way, I'd give everything I own. Going home, feeling so alone. I want to live fancy and free. Free as the wind blowing through the trees. If you see me walking down your street, if you look my way, if a chance to meet, well, you turn your head, look me in the eye. You might see a tear, you won't see me cry. I never cried. Going home, going home. If I can find a way, I give everything I own. I'm going home, going home. I'd give anything if you could bring me home. So long.